Well, my friends, as you know, whenever a story hits and we have an opportunity to go maybe right to the scene of a story, we put in a phone call and we hope for the best here. We've got a little bit of a scratchy connection right now, but I do have my brother Jim on the phone, and he is in Houston, Texas. And as you know, we've been talking about this for a couple of days now. My brother Jim, believe it or not, has a home in Texas and a home in Rockport. Now, I know that all of you have been watching the storm coverage. You have seen it. The Weather Channel is right there in those two places, Rockport and Houston. So finally able to get a little call through here. It's a little bit scratchy, but let's see if we can talk to Jim. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Good morning, Chuck.
All righty. You are in Houston as we speak, correct?
That's right. We're in our house in West Houston, and we're okay. We're getting some rain again today. The storm is now starting to move back out to the water again, and they think it's going to reform in a lesser capacity, but it'll come back through the area one more time, probably tomorrow.
Okay. Well, for total transparency here, I do want to make sure everybody knows that you and I are talking on Monday, the 28th of August, and we'll be playing this Tuesday morning, so that if there's a little bit of a change in the news overnight, it is a little bit of a delay. We've got you on the phone here on Monday. I want to get a call in to you while I can. Okay, here's a couple of things. Let's go right through them. You work downtown. Obviously, you can't get there, right?
That's right. I work in the Chase Tower, which is a 70-story office building. Our firm has 10 floors there, and I was notified by the property management people that power was lost to the building on Sunday. So we are closed today, Monday, and we're closed on Tuesday. We have not made a decision on the rest of the week yet.
All right. Now, let's look at that for a second. A 70-story building, why are you closed?
Well, there's the substation that provides the power for our building went underwater. The flooding downtown, there's a convergence of two or three different bayous, right, maybe 10 blocks from our building, and the water's at historic levels, and I think the substation just went underwater.
I tried to do it to my listeners, but explain to those folks that are listening and have never been to Houston, explain the tunnel situation downtown.
Right. It's pretty unique. All throughout the downtown office complex, covering, you know, probably 40, 50 square blocks, there's a tunnel system. It's just so hot here in the summertime from maybe May through September that the people at lunch hour have to stay underground. It's just too hot, too humid down here to really walk around on the sidewalks at lunch. So they got this massive tunnel system underneath with shops and restaurants and eateries, and there's a couple of bars and pubs. So it's quite an active scene underground. But the bad news is that has started to flood too.
All right. So let me ask you this. Do you have power at your home?
Yes, we do. Yep. We're fortunate. We've had power the whole time, so we're really fortunate.
Okay, because the question that I wanted to ask, and as you certainly well know, I lived in Houston for 5 years with you, and it's so darn hot down there, and we heard about massive power outages in Houston, hundreds of thousands of people. You're very lucky. How do they, on top of all of the misery of the water and the inconvenience and the frustration and the no jobs, how do they stand it without air?
It's a real challenge. It's very difficult. It's almost unbearable because we are, you know, we've been in the high 90s for temperatures here for the last month, and it's pretty sticky without air conditioning. So again, we are really, really fortunate, counting our blessings.
Now, you've been there about 35 years, I think, and you have been through other storms, certainly. How is this one stacking up to the others you've lived through?
Yeah, well, certainly on a personal level, you know, the effects that we're seeing around Houston. Sandy, you know my wife Sandy, her sister, we just heard from her, took on 2 feet of water last night at 9:30 at night, and they're still in their pickup truck waiting for a rescue. So it hits personally, so that makes it just doubly worse. And then to have the action take place in Rockport that we've seen is just horrible. We don't know what kind of shape our house is in Rockport, so that's kind of an unknown too. But as far as the storm, we've never seen anything like this. We're watching TV and talking to our fellow employees, and they're still trying to get to the backs of some neighborhoods in south west. I'm sorry, south. Almost directly south. It's on the coast. It's on the Gulf Coast.
Did you ever think that the Weather Channel would set up their home base in Rockport?
No, we never would want to wish that either. It's been incredible to watch it. It was pretty frightening on Friday night when it came over. We had power and we had cable and we watched it, and it was just a tough thing to watch. We've got some friends down there. We're trying to find out the status of some of our friends and some of the properties down there, but you know, the mayor is just telling people to stay out. It's just not safe. There's no services. There's no power. There's no water. And it's just the rescue people that are there now, trying to bring up the infrastructure.
So you have no idea whether you even have a house there. When do you expect to get to Rockport?
We're going to try to go down in a couple of days. I do have a friend in Corpus Christi, and he was going to try to get over there last night. And they told him he couldn't come unless he was a property owner, because they are checking proof. There's a curfew set up. They are checking IDs to make sure people that are in the area